An appointment today, in-store, online, via the Dis-Chem app or clinic call center. Only at Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
The advisors of AmaZulu King Mosuzulu say no one will be forced to pay a proposed 10 rand monthly contribution towards the running of the royal household. Two advisors released a statement, apparently without the king's knowledge, proposing each Zulu person make a donation in order for the kingdom to run the affairs of the Zulu nation. The rand is trading at 17.65 to the dollar, 23.83 to the pound, 20.59 to the euro. Gold is trading at $3,325.56 an ounce. Brent crude oil at $65.71 a barrel. Cooler temperatures in KZN tomorrow with partly cloudy conditions and the possibility of rain in some parts. Durban, Margate and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 21. Ladysmith and Newcastle, 26. Richards Bay, 24. Underberg and Ulundi, 23. Kokstad and Mooi River, 22. In Durban, sunset at 26 minutes to 6. Sunrise at 25 past 6. And there's a 35 case per hour southwesterly wind.
And now your sports with Nick is brought to you by RMB. Ready, set, cash flow. RMB Corporate Banking.
Durban City take on Golden Arrows in their first Betway Premiership KZN Derby this evening. City have won both of their matches so far this season. They've been in fantastic form. And midfielder Hashim Domingo says derbies always have a little bit more spice to them.
Derby's always tough, no matter who the teams are. I think we analysed what Golden Arrows can do and what they will bring to the game. I think, and we will definitely be prepared for that. But any derby is difficult and it will be an interesting one.
Looking at the other fixtures in the Betway Premiership tonight, Chipper United take on TS Galaxy. Kaizer Chiefs are at home against Richards Bay. Orbit College are up against Sekhukhune and Siwelele. They take on Polokwane City. Moving to rugby news now. Following their historic win at Ellis Park last weekend, the Wallabies know that they need to put in another big performance this weekend. They face the Springboks at the DHL Stadium in the Rugby Championship, hoping to head home with two wins over the world champions. Wallabies scrum off Tate McDermott says it's going to be a big ask.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about how we're trending in the right direction, and that was another step, but yeah, it doesn't mean much if we don't back it up this weekend. And what we're expecting... The Springboks are world class. We saw what they did in the first 20 minutes. They tore us to shreds. So we know that they're coming, and they're coming hard. So we've got to back it up.
And then it's going to be tennis news to finish. World number one Jannik Sinner has withdrawn from the mixed doubles at the US Open. Rather, it was expected after the Italian retired in the first set of the Cincinnati Open final due to flu, handing the title to Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz. Sinner says he'll now turn his attentions to his health with the hope of being fit when he starts the defense of his singles title in New York next week. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.
Feeling some lag in Sector 3?
Copy. Optimizing working capital. Ready. You're approaching a tight corner. Cash flow pressure ahead.
Low on liquidity, supply pressure is building. Set.
Deploying cash injection in 3, 2, 1, flow.
Nice move. Better supply chain control.
Faster cash cycles, lab time advantage.
Ready, set, cash flow. Corporate banking from RMB. RMB, a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized FSP and credit provider.
They finally started recovery of that overturned truck on the M19 heading out of Westville, heading towards Durban after the Dunkeld Road. So authorities have closed off the Dunkeld Road off-ramp, so you are going to be diverted there. So please be on the lookout for that, and definitely expect delays as traffic is at a standstill and it looks like it's a little slow in the opposite direction as well. So there'll be the M19 heading back towards Pinetown. And then if you're on the N2, it's a little slow between the Guamashu Highway and the Gateway Interchange. And then we still have that truck fire. That's on the N3 heading to Pietermaritzburg coming from Durban at the Lynnfield interchange. So traffic is backed up all the way from Camperdown. You are advised to use the R103, come off at Camperdown as an alternative route for now as they try to put that fire out. And of course, with the smoke and the fire, visibility is not so great. Heading back to Durban on the N3 coming from Pietermaritzburg, we have slow moving traffic approaching the Market Road. So that